It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time to talk about Rifle Animal Shelter today. Heather Grant. It's going to take so much time for me to get used to that.
But don't worry, it's taking me some time.
And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I always assumed you were married, like from the first time we talked. So, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Where did you go? Honeymoon?
No, I did not go on a honeymoon. Not yet.
Okay.
Do
you have plans?
Yes, next year.
Okay.
Gotta save a little.
That's what we said when we got married, and it finally happened on our 25th anniversary. So.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid it's going to work that way, too.
That's a little something for you to look forward to there.
25 years from now.
Exactly. Callie Wilson is the Director of Development for the Rifle Animal Shelter. Several years ago, you brought Kevin Fitzgerald over for something you call Laugh Your Tails Off.
Yes.
And it was a big hit, and obviously Kevin Fitzgerald is kind of a natural because the guy is a veterinarian and absolutely hilarious.
He's great.
But since then, you've worked with Comedy Works in Denver to bring over a great comedian that entertains folks, and that seems to have worked for you for the last few years.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, this has definitely been a growing event, and every year we just reach out to Comedy Works, who is fantastic to work with, and they try and stay in our budget, and they send us a suggestion, and I mean, we've never argued with the suggestion they've given us, and it's always been very successful. This event is growing, and we are expanding, so it's all great news.
And you're actually getting ready to expand your facility, if I'm not mistaken, right?
We are. We're just expanding everywhere. We are in a capital campaign, and we are hoping to break ground in the spring of 2020. So
that's soon.
Yeah.
All right.
We're moving along, and our community has been amazing, and we've had donors step up, and we need still some more funding. We are in the grant writing phase, and we'll see where that gets us. And you know, we've had a lot of community members that own businesses that can help build the building, do in-kind donations, and a lot of our government entities have stepped up. So it's been awesome to see how much our community has stepped up to help us, to help this campaign happen.
Kelly, as the Director of Development, obviously that's kind of your thing. If you will, in the commercial sector, we would call you a salesperson. we might have other terms that we might call you as well, but that basically comes down to that, right?
Right?
It's your job to go out and make sure that everybody is supporting the Rifle Animal Shelter and that you're providing the service that everyone expects from those donations, kind of.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And how long has it been now that you've been with the Rifle Animal Shelter in that position?
I've been at the shelter, it'll be going on 3 years in February, and it has been amazing.
So this is not your first rodeo, as it were.
Right. This year is a little different, though, because, like Heather said, we are expanding. So it's a little different.
A lot of times, particularly when it comes to nonprofits, people that either become volunteers or employees of a nonprofit have some experience with the nonprofit. Is that the case with you?
I loved Rifle Animal Shelter when I started and attended everything. So I had an idea. I wouldn't say experience necessarily, but... Okay. It's a quick moving industry, so.
Well, but when you volunteer or work for an animal shelter, it becomes difficult not to take every pet home, right?
Yeah, that can be a difficulty. Yes.
I know Heather and I've talked about this in the past. You know, it's hard not to say, "Oh, but they're so cute."
Yes.
But you have to limit yourself, right?
You do. There comes a time where you're like, the inn is full. I cannot take any more home.
How many years has it been? It's been 10 years. It's been more than that, I think.
That I've worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be 12 in.
Okay, I knew it had been quite a while.
Yeah.
So a lot of changes, I'm sure you've seen at the Rifle Animal Shelter in 12 years.
Yeah, it's growing. It's grown very quickly. it's been some very exciting changes. So,
and it's, I mean, I know on the surface, you go there, you adopt a pet, you take it home, but there's so much more that goes into running an animal shelter. I know if the, I want to say Rifle Police Department, obviously, or the Sheriff's Office takes in any animals, like on the west end of the county, you're kind of it.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about Colorado Animal Rescue, you know, on the east end of the county and Glenwood and maybe Carbondale. But for west end of Garfield County, you are it. And it's, I'm not sure how many people actually realize you actually work with other shelters too to move animals around, or who has specific needs, or if somebody wants to adopt an animal, say from care that you have, you'll sometimes transfer that and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we will transfer animals, and we'll transfer if we have an animal or another organization has an animal that's not being seen and no one's looking at it and it's been there for a while, we'll work together and transfer it, because sometimes just a different set of eyes will get the animal adopted. Mm-hmm. Then we also transfer animals from shelters that are overcrowded and they're running out of space and they need, you know, a place for those animals to go. We transfer a lot of kittens. We transfer a lot of dogs too. So we also, I mean, we this year we have contracts with Garfield County, City of Rifle, Town of Newcastle, Town of Silt, and Town of Parachute. So we really are it for
wow.
the Western Garfield County. It is a puzzle to try and get them all in there.
I imagine. So what is your, do you have a number for capacity? Obviously, if we're talking about people, there are very strict rules. But when it comes to animal shelters, do you have a specific number of animals you can take in?
So there's not, I mean, there definitely is a number where we would reach over PACFA limits, what we're licensed by the state. Hmm. But we try really to keep the health and safety of all the animals. We need to be around 17 dogs and around 20 cats. If it's kittens, it can be more, but that's where we really need to stay. In the summertime, we can definitely go higher because we have the outside and they can be housed. But now that it's getting colder weather, they only
you want to bring them inside and keep them warm.
At night, they need to be inside. We don't really have a very good setup. So when it's lightning and thundering or the wind is blowing like last night, it's not very fun or pleasant for them to be out there. So
sure. I still, I'll tell you a story later. Again, if folks want to buy tickets for Laugh Your Tail Off 2019, that's Friday, October 12th at the Garfield County Airport in the Atlantic Hangar, I think, is what Callie told me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Buy them online, or how are you doing that?
So they can buy the tickets online. We have a different platform we use, which we have on our Facebook page. It's also up on our website, and we've been sending emails out as well. But the website is givesignup.org/ticket-event/laugh-your-tail-off.
And there's a link on our website, right?
Yep.
That makes it simpler.
They can just go on our website and there's a link that they can go to.
Yes.
Rifleanimalshelter.org or check them out on Facebook.
Yes.
I know I try and stay away from the Facebook page because, again, you post all those pictures and it's like, oh, man. That, you know, dog, cat, so on and so forth really needs a home.
Yes.
They can add it to the herd.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They can also call the shelter and we can take a credit card online and put them on the list.
Okay.
When they check in.
And that phone number is
625-8808.
Okay. So if you want to do it that way, then you'll just be at will call, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Where is parking going to be at the airport? Because I know that obviously you can't drive on to the airport. You can't get past the gate. So will everybody park like in the main parking lot there?
No, they'll go through the gate, and there's a small section of parking right in front of the hangar, the airport hangar. It is right in front of the runway. No one can go on the runway, but it's right in front of the runway.
Okay, so don't get lost.
Yes, don't get lost.
So you will actually go through the will the gate be open? Will you have to be buzzed in? Okay,
nope. There will be the gate will be open, and we will have volunteers that I'll be showing the
Perfect.
Way to go. So
awesome.
Everybody should know where to go and won't be on the runway.
Not that I was panicking about that at all. So you go to the gate at the airport, you basically turn right, and I think it's just a little ways down on the right.
Yep.
Is where the Atlantic Hangar is. Again, it happens Saturday, October 12th. And how much are tickets?
They are $55 for individuals. And that is if you buy them before October 6th, and then they're $65 at the door. Or you can buy a table of eight for $600.
And again, those are available at rifleanimalshelter.org, including the tables?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Or check them out on Facebook. Again, it's Laugh Your Tail Off 2019. And who is the comedian this year, if anybody wants to look him up?
This year it's Elliot Woolsey.
Okay, so if you Googled his name, I'm sure you could find a couple of YouTube videos.
Yes.
Probably of him at Comedy Works, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, spell his last name.
It's W-O-O-L-S-E-Y.
Okay, Woolsey. Yes. Elliot Woolsey. Okay, cool. And again, you know, Kevin Fitzgerald is so unique.
He's awesome.
There aren't many veterinarian comedians out there, but he kind of got this ball rolling.
Yes, he did.
What was that, 8, 9 years ago?
Yeah, I was just trying to sit here and calculate it, but I think it's been 9 years ago.
Wow. So that's one of the first things you did then as executive director.
Yeah.
You got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, I do. I'm happy to see it's been a great event for the shelter.
Cool. So. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Callie and Heather in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about 2019 Laugh Your Tail Off, the big fundraiser benefit for Rifle Animal Shelter. Heather Grant is the executive director. Some of you may know her as Heather Mullen, but she is not Mullen anymore. She is Heather Grant now. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And Kelly Wilson is the director of development for the last 3 years. So talk about the evening. Are you a big dinner is to start the evening off on Saturday the 12th?
Yes. This year we're actually really excited because Miner's Claim Restaurant in Silt is going to be catering the event. And everybody loves Miner's Claim,
yep,
so
absolutely.
We are very excited to have them at this event as well.
And they're going to have two of their two special martinis.
Yes,
so definitely.
Yes.
Do you know? Do you know which ones?
I think it's Lemon Drop, and then
the original
one. Yeah,
yes.
I think that's what he was saying.
Okay. At what point is my last responsibility? I'm kidding. No. That's the rule we have. If you're working, you don't do that. This is, again, starts around 6 o'clock on Saturday the 12th in the Atlantic Hangar at the Garfield County Airport, and you actually have a little time, like time to socialize early in the evening, right? Because actually, you'll start dinner around 7 or so.
Yeah. So you will be there. We have a silent auction. We want lots of people to bid, and we have three items that we're going to be raffling off that you can purchase raffle tickets for and then put them in the jar for which item you want. We'll be doing drawings for that, and then you can have, you know, martinis like we said, and just socialize. And
I assume, by the way, that it's a cash bar.
It is a cash bar, yes.
Yeah. It's not included with the cost of the ticket.
No, it's a cash bar. I don't think we could pay for that. His martinis are too good.
Yeah, right, exactly. Although, Christian would probably think that was a pretty good deal. Just keep pouring. Yeah. Don't worry about any of the other
stuff.
Just keep
going, Christian.
Is this a family-friendly event, by the way? I mean, I know you're selling alcohol, but, you know, the two can mix sometimes.
No, this is a 21 and up event.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So find a babysitter for the kids.
Yeah, it's a night out.
It can be a night out. Exactly. Yeah. So 21 and over, and you'll show ID when you get there.
Yep. And then we'll have wristbands and so that everybody's all good.
On the up and up.
Yes.
As it were. So that being the case, is the comedian also, if you know what I mean, 21 and over?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the humor can get a little...
Yeah.
Adult.
Okay.
There you go, adult.
All right, perfect. Always good to get that out in the open, you know? And that is kind of why I mentioned the guy's name, too, so that if anybody wants to check him out and say, okay, let's see what he's like. Elliot Woolsey is his name. Again, he's a frequent... comedian at Comedy Works.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, that's who kind of hooked it up. Have either of you ever been to Comedy Works in Denver, by the way?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's pretty cool, isn't
yeah.
it? It's when you're standing in line, you're thinking, you know, what kind of the bowels of the earth are we
exactly.
in?
Exactly.
You know, you go all the way through the building and all the way down into the basement.
You do.
And it's like this low-ceilinged, like, I can totally see it being a speakeasy back in the, you know, during Prohibition days. I don't know how many people they can fit in there, but it's always
either.
Packed, and the comedians are always great. It's
they really,
really
are.
A neat place. It's cool that you're able to get that connection with them, too.
Yeah, yeah. They've worked great with us, and they've even sent us tickets for the event as a silent auction item. So,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they really are supportive. Yes. They're a great company.
That's fantastic. I had no idea that they – so that'll be part of the silent auction,
yes,
too, is
yeah.
a couple tickets. Do you know what show, or is it like
I think you get to choose.
Yeah, it's yeah. just – I think they're just admit two passes.
So. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can choose.
Cool. That's cool. So you can kind of make your schedule around that. So as the evening rolls on again, the main event starts at 6 o'clock, and everybody kind of shows up and socializes and maybe picks up a couple lemon drops from Christian. Then around 7 o'clock, dinner starts. Silent auction closes about 7:45, something
yep.
like that.
Yeah.
And will you also have a live auction, by the way?
Go ahead.
I wouldn't say necessarily a live auction. Our wonderful board president auctions off her famous cookies. So if any of you know Natalie Bowman, these are, they're, what would you say, high quality, very
yeah.
wanted cookies.
So it's more like an informal live auction,
right.
more like a live auction that I would conduct.
Yes, yes.
yes.
It's not the fast talking.
No,
no.
Joe Elliott usually gets them and rubs his lip auctioneer. So I mean, it's fun, and Natalie's okay. cookies I think sold for like $300 last year, and we
yes.
may have a couple other items that we will raffle off, but or auction off, but it's, yeah, it's not a it's a
not to be taken seriously.
Yes, it's a fun adding.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. The whole evening is all about laughing your tail off.
Yes.
Right? What else? I'm trying to kind of go through the evenings, the schedule. So Elliot will probably take the stage around 7:45,
yep.
something like that. And then it's like an hour long set.
It's usually 45 minutes to an hour, depending on
okay.
the comedian. Yeah, and then
and probably the response of the crowd, of course.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, so the more we cheer him on, the longer he will go.
More everybody laughs.
Yes.
And then everything winds up around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And everybody drives home safely, and that's about it.
That's it. That's the end of the event.
Again, you can buy tickets for Laugh Your Tail Off 2019 at rifleanimalshelter.org. $55 a person through October 6th, and then $10 more. Will you still sell them online, or after the 6th, is it just at the door?
After the 6th would just be at the door, or just giving us a call right at the shelter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so take the credit card number over the phone. And,
right, right.
And then leave those tickets at will call. Okay. And again, anybody that wants to have their business supported, they can buy a table of 8 for just $600, which... is there anything else special about the tables? Do you get... I don't know, special attention or...
Yeah, you'll get, you definitely get reserved seating, and then you get your logo on your table displaying that you were the sponsor there, and we also list you in our program. And then, so you'll be spotlighted, and people will know that you know, your business was a supporter of our event.
Okay. And, again, you can buy those tables also online. Considering you'll have your logo and that kind of thing, you'll probably get a phone call. From Callie.
Yeah.
Saying,
right.
okay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Gotcha. Again, the phone number at the Rifle Animal Shelter is 625-8808 if you have any questions, and website if you want to buy tickets for Laugh Your Tail Off 2019 right now is rifleanimalshelter.org. Back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Callie Wilson, the Director of Development for the Rifle Animal Shelter, and Heather Grant, the head honcho, big cheese.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I don't know. They've kept you around for 12 years. I'd say that somebody likes what you're doing with the place. One of Heather's projects, one of the things, was this your idea? Or I know you were the executive director when it started.
Yeah, this was my idea. We were looking for, we had done a wine tasting, and wine tastings were everywhere, and we were needing something new. And I actually went to Comedy Works, and I was like, we need something like this in Rifle. Like, we don't have anything. There was nothing at the time. There was not the vaudeville or anything like that. And I was like, let's see if we can make this work. And it was actually Alpine Bank that stepped up and was our first sponsor so we could get our first comedian over here. And it was very successful, and we've just grown since then. So,
and, yeah, a different comedian every year, and everybody has a good time. And the event continues to grow, and it's kind of turned into your signature event.
Yeah, it has. It's a fun event. I really enjoy it. Every year.
And again, you can learn more at rifleanimalshelter.org, including the link to buy tickets. So speaking of Alpine Bank, even now, they continue to be a sponsor of Laugh Your Tail Off.
Yeah, they are. Alpine Bank and Molnex Roofing are presenting our co-sponsors. And then
our premier sponsors, we have Bighorn Toyota in Glenwood, Tally Ho Construction, and Sierra Excavating. And these guys are big supporters of the shelter.
And I know you've got a lot of people that have given you items for the silent auction as well.
Yes.
Including some really cool silent auction items.
We have, this year, we're very excited to have a fly fishing trip paired with a reel from Ross Reels out of Montrose. And they were generous enough to donate that. We also have a two-night stay at the Stanley Hotel. Which
no,
is a little
you.
Spooky.
Yeah, either.
And the one that everyone seems to love every year is our avalanche tickets. So you can expect to see a few of those items there.
Are they like down below? Are they the box seats?
I think they're.
They don't call them that in hockey, but
I think is where they're at.
I think so.
Alpine Bank donates them.
Okay.
So that's a big one.
Absolutely. Throughout the year, I've noticed that each month you also have folks that sponsor adoptions from time to time. I know that this is kind of maybe outside Laugh Your Tail Off, but I know that I've seen organizations and businesses that have sponsored, basically picked up the adoption fee from time to time. And that's something kind of cool, I think, that you've started in the last couple of years, too.
Yeah, we just it's picked up every year. Last year we had almost every month, and this year we had all but one month, I think.
I think this is actually the only month.
Yeah, this
month.
Is the only
and
month
it's over
you're going to
today.
Yeah,
so
you're done. But they pay a sponsorship fee, and it doesn't cover the entire adoption fee. We usually do a special promotion, like in July we do 1776.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's we kind of play with it and make it fun. But they get their business name out. We take a picture with every animal that's adopted with their logo, and it's just a great way for those businesses to be spotlighted. And so if anybody's ever interested in that, we have right now 1 month open, but next year we'll have probably 1 month open, but they can contact us and we can give them information on it.
Ask for you, Callie, probably.
Contact Callie.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, 625-8808 is the phone number if you'd be interested, your business or organization, in sponsoring the adoptions anytime, 1 month next year.
Yeah.
Again, rifleanimalshelter.org. You can get tickets for Laugh Your Tail Off 2019 featuring Elliot Woolsey. Again, there will be a cash bar available. It is a 21 and over event. Just to keep things simple. And I guess if it's adult humor, it kind of makes things a little less complicated.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly.
But take that into consideration if you plan on going to. You know, not everybody enjoys the same type of humor. So maybe check him out on YouTube, that kind of thing. If it seems like something that you think you might get a chuckle out of, you can support a great local organization as well. So is Laugh Your Tail Off part of the Capital Campaign, or is that kind of a separate deal?
No, that's a separate deal. The money we raise from the Capital Campaign goes into operations to care for the animals, provide medical care, spay, neuter, pay employees to come and clean their kennels, which has to happen every day, feed the dogs, cats. So that's what the money raised from this event goes to.
From Laugh Your Tail Off.
Yeah, from Laugh Your Tail Off.
We'll go toward all those operational kind of things that you do. Folks can volunteer. Also, speaking of cleaning out the kennels and that kind of thing, you do have volunteers that help out with that as well.
We always are looking for volunteers, and volunteers can help with cleaning. They can help with
dog enrichment, cat enrichment,
walking
the animals,
fostering animals, attending.
I've got a friend on Facebook that fosters animals from time to time. It's like, would you please quit sharing these pictures? Because if only we could adopt every single one, right?
Yes, exactly.
But that's why places like Rifle Animal Shelter are so important, because you take care of those pets until somebody does come adopt them.
Yeah, yeah, we will care for them until they find their forever home.
Let's. Either of you have a favorite animal right now that's at the shelter that just breaks your heart that you can't take them home? Or that you have considered taking home, maybe?
Well, we have a litter of puppies that are really killing me right now.
There is one that is just, he's a little male, and he's just fat. And
Yes, they're little bellies. They're so cute.
Oh, that's adorable. What kind are they?
They're Heeler mix.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe Border Collie?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I would say that litter of puppies.
Yes.
Do you do anything like, I don't know, DNA testing or anything like that just to find out?
Okay. No, that'd be fun.
I'll tell you a story about it. I guess it's technically my daughter's dog, but it's he's the family dog, right? We got on my 39th birthday. And we were told he was a Border Collie lab mix. So 3 or 4 years later, it's like, oh, look, they actually do DNA testing. We did them for us, right? They actually do DNA testing for animals. Let's check it out and see what it is. There is no Border Collie in that dog whatsoever. He's actually a Golden Retriever. Why can't I think of the other? But anyway, yeah, it's almost exact opposite. And it's like, oh, this makes the personality make so much more sense.
Yes. I've heard that several times. People have done it. The results don't come back at all what they look like.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
It is so interesting.
So funny. And it wasn't outrageously expensive. I think it was maybe $70.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Technology is amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Speaking of technology, rifleanimalshelter.org is the website if you want to buy tickets to Laugh Your Tail Off 2019 featuring Elliot Woolsey. Again, cash bar. The evening food will be catered by Miner's Claim.
Yeah.
Well, and the cash bar, too. They're bringing a couple different martini selections from the, I'm guessing, probably a couple of their most popular martinis from Miner's Claim, the lemon drop, and then my favorite is the tahini. But
I wanted him to do the strawberry, but
see, I don't know why. Ever since I was a kid, when I was a kid, is when Strawberry Quick first became a thing.
Oh.
And I never cared for it. And so any kind of strawberry candy, drink, whatever, I don't know. It's a mental thing. It goes back to when I was, 8 years old or something like that. But anyway, again, you can buy tickets for $55 up until October 6th, $65 after that, either at the door or by calling the Rifle Animal Shelter. And if you don't like the online thing, some people still, we hear so much about data breaches and that kind of thing. You can call Rifle Animal Shelter, give them your credit card over the phone, and they will have your tickets ready at will call. Again, that number is 625-8808. Anything that we have not talked about yet that we should mention about the animal shelter or Laugh Your Tail Off?
I can't think of anything.
I don't think
you did.
So.
You definitely covered it.
Awesome. Well, that's music to my ears. The opposite of Strawberry Quick. All the best. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.